Thank you, Mr. President. It was a great honor traveling with you around the country for the last year, and an even greater honor to be here serving in your cabinet.
On behalf of the entire senior staff around you, Mr. President, we thank you for the opportunity and the blessing that you've given us to serve your agenda and the American people.
You're listening to The Laura Ingraham Show, 855-40-LAURA. Well, now everybody's outraged that people are expressing gratitude to the President of the United States, as everyone on the Never Trump right, the media, and the Obama-nauts and the Clintonistas are all trying to take him out. So they have this cabinet meeting yesterday, and everyone had their chance to speak, et cetera, et cetera. And the left is going absolutely bananas about this, saying, well, this is like something out of North Korea. Dear leader. Meanwhile, Republicans are asking, where are the, where's the support we're getting? Where's the support we're getting from the Republicans on Capitol Hill? Why are we not getting more support from them? And, of course, people asking that same question of the Republican National Committee. Ronna McDaniel's with us. She's the chairwoman of the RNC, and she's been collecting all sorts of comments that are sent back on the appeals for donations and so forth. And people express themselves on these return cards that they send back with their checks. And she joins us now. Ronna, good to have you with us. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Laura. Great to be here.
So everyone's going crazy about this this meeting with the cabinet yesterday. I want to play the soundbite of Jake Tapper yesterday reacting. Let's listen.
Now, the White House might say this is just a display of focus and loyalty and positivity, but critics suggested that the fealty displayed today was sycophantic and not a little disturbing. Either way, the backdrop of the Russia investigation made the scene all the more stark and surreal, while other supporters of the president in the world of conservative punditry were busy out there trying to undercut a man today with an impeccable reputation for integrity. Robert Mueller, a decorated Marine who served in Vietnam, former U.S. attorney, long-serving FBI director, currently the special counsel heading up the Russia investigation.
Ronna, the left is completely unhinged. The media are complicit. Now you can't even have a cabinet meeting with people making comments about the administration without them going crazy.
Well, they also failed to mention that the president's only able to hold his first cabinet meeting 5 months into his administration because Democrats obstructed every chance they got to put these cabinet members through. So they went through the Democrat senator obstruction gauntlet, and they got to hold their first cabinet meeting yesterday, 5 months into administration, 2 months later than President Obama was able to hold his first cabinet meeting. So I think they were pretty thrilled to even just be there and have that first meeting. That's what the Democrats have done. They've obstructed every chance they can get. They are resisting. They are playing out the clock. That is their game plan. And they're not being called on it by the mainstream media.
Well, what about the Republicans on Capitol Hill? I mean, I know you're the head of the Republican National Committee, but it would seem that we need more Republican flank, a bigger Republican flank for the not flack, but flank for the president's agenda. And I feel like he's pushing it almost all by himself every day with very few of the bright minds on Capitol Hill really pressing it along with him. To me, it seems that's a vacuum, and I don't know why that is. I don't know if they're waiting for some other shoe to drop and they're all afraid. But it seems to me that they've got to figure out, Ronna, like Trump has to go to McConnell and say, okay, what do you have for votes, and how many votes do you need to pass something, and then pass that, like just pass, start passing legislation with however many votes you can get, pass it so you get points on the board.
Yeah, I mean, the Democrats are, they have their playbook. It's out there for all of us to see. Draw out the clock. Throw as much doubt on this administration as possible. Resist, obstruct. We have to push back. The RNC is in lockstep with the White House. We ran the surrogate operations and the pushback during the Comey hearings. Yesterday, or 2 days ago, I was on Chris Wallace. I said, This collusion investigation has been going on for almost a year now. There is not one senator. There is no testimony. Comey, McCabe, and Clapper all have said there's no evidence of collusion. At what point, when you have no evidence, do you stop an investigation? If you have no evidence, it's time to move on. But we've got to be stronger. We've got to push harder. And the RNC is doing it. And certainly there's great Republicans out there pushing back as well.
Well, I think that we have a question about whether there's a conflict of interest with Robert Mueller. We had the former assistant director of the FBI, Kallstrom, was just on with us. Jim Kallstrom, widely respected. And he said, you know, his personal knowledge of Robert Mueller's friendship with James Comey. I mean, they call themselves brothers in arms. That's the phrase that they use. Now we know all these big donors to the Democrat committee are a part of the prosecution team for the special counsel. So to me, the appearance of a conflict is enough in this type of setting to start asking questions about Mueller. Can Mueller really be objective with the staffing he's done and with his friendship with Comey? I mean, if the shoe were on the other foot, you know the Democrats would be asking for his recusal, given what they did to Sessions. They said Sessions had to recuse, even though Sessions, like, I didn't have anything to do with the Russians. I saw a couple of people at cocktail parties, but I didn't do anything with the Russians. But he was forced to recuse. But now Mueller can be best buds with Comey and hire all Democrat donors for his prosecution dream team. And we're supposed to not say a peep.
Well, I think we also need to ask for quick resolution. This did start last July under Director Comey, and we do need to figure out whatever Russia did to try and interfere and how the Obama administration failed so miserably to understand the threat that Russia was. Remember when he laughed at Mitt Romney in 2012 and said the 80s are calling, they want their foreign policy back, when he called Russia our biggest geopolitical foe. Obviously, the Obama administration didn't take Russia seriously. We're in this place. But July is when this investigation started. It should be done. When is the timetable going to be done? When are we going to start pushing back and saying enough is enough? We should have results. We need to get the American people an answer. And we need to once and for all say that there was no collusion between the Trump administration and the Russians, because not one person has said there's evidence of collusion.
Well, no, they want them out, though, Ronna. They know that. They want an obstruction or perjury.
Know.
They're looking for a perjury trap. They're looking for obstruction. And it was just revealed as well that what happened was Bob Mueller interviewed with President Trump to be FBI director a couple weeks back before he decided to, go with Christopher Wray to be the new FBI director. And Raymond Arroyo is with us, who was filling in when I was at a kindergarten's graduation. Raymond, go ahead.
Yeah, Chris Ruddy also revealed, we're hearing part of what he revealed. He revealed that Mueller interviewed with Trump so that there could be a conflict of interest there.
Yeah, so, there's just so many things here that I think, again, Republicans need to start raising these issues of... It's not that – I mean, I'm not going to say Bob Mueller's a bad guy. That's not my role. But the if the appearance of a conflict of interest was enough to get Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from overseeing an investigation that was pretty much wrapped up, then why is there not the same standard applied to Bob Mueller, who interviewed to be FBI director and who is best friends with Comey or close friends with Comey and who hired all of these – donors to Obama to be his dream team? I mean, those are three big issues that would call into question the objectivity of this investigation. Three. And the Democrats would be screaming bloody murder on Capitol Hill if the facts were applied to them. All of them.
Well, and the Democrats have a game. They, you've seen this now with the D.C. lawsuit. They're going to throw every type of investigation out there that they can. They want to throw as much cloud on this administration. We do. We have to push back. And it's going to take leadership in the Senate and the House to do that. We need to get a swift resolution to these investigations. The Trump administration's complying 100%. The media is not reporting today that Jeff Sessions asked to speak in the open. He asked to testify in the open, not in a closed session. He's the one who initiated this testimony today. The Trump administration is complying 100%, but we need to get this done. There needs to be pressure to stop this and move on so that we can get to the business of helping the American people.
Let's talk about the Sixth Circuit in Georgia, the race with Ossoff, a.k.a. Pajama Boy. against Karen Handel. Where does this stand now? I know there's more outside money pouring in for Ossoff, I think, than in any recent House race in memory. So the Democrats see this as the they want to make this the example for 2018, that this will be a clarion call for other activists across the country to get engaged. How are the Republicans hoping to save this seat?
It's a tough seat. It's tight. It's neck and neck. It's interesting that they're saying this race is a reflection of what's happening nationally. Ossoff is not running away from President Trump. In fact, he's vowing to never raise taxes. He's running more like a moderate Republican. He's not going against the president. So I don't know how this can be a reflection of national attitudes when the candidate's not even repudiating the president. However, it is the highest amount of money coming from out of state into a congressional district in history. John Ossoff has received more donations from out of state than any other candidate in history. And I think the people of Georgia need to really think, do they want to elect a 54th congressperson for California, or do they want to elect somebody from Georgia? Because Ossoff has done a good job kind of pretending to be what he thinks the voters want. But there is no question when he comes to Washington, he will be with Pelosi. He will be with Schumer. He's trying to pretend to be something else right now, just like he lied about his national security background, just like he doesn't live in the district. He's trying to be all things to all people. But make no mistake, when he comes to Washington, he will be beholden to those donors who are giving him money from California and New York, and he'll be beholden to Pelosi and Schumer.
And Rana, the 2018 midterms are going to be so critical to ensuring that the Trump agenda is successful, is achieved, and that we have real economic growth for the United States. When you send out appeals for donations, what is the most common response you get from people who are frustrated or concerned that we're not getting more done thus far? What do they say?
It's repeal and replace Obamacare. That's what we are hearing the most. And even when I travel around the country, I hear it all the time. People really are feeling the pain of their premiums going up with insurers pulling out of marketplaces. They're very concerned. This is a huge issue for Americans. They look at Washington and they say, why aren't we getting this done? And I will say, we're only 5 months in. This is a huge issue. I think the Senate recognizes we have to get this done. You have 13 senators today meeting at the White House with the president. The president's engaging. We're going to have some accomplishments to run on in 2018. I think it will be the most expensive midterm in history. I will say the RNC is in great financial shape. We are raising money. Our base understands how important these midterms are going to be, just as important as this last presidential election. Because if the Democrats get it back and they make gains in the House and the Senate, then that's a domino effect towards 2020, and that's their play. And we've got to hold strong and keep these majorities so President Trump can accomplish his agenda.
Rana, it's great to have you on, as always. Rana McDaniel, chairwoman of the RNC. We'll check back with you soon. We'll take a break on the Laura Ingraham Show, 855-40-LAURA. It was announced yesterday but didn't get much attention that Jay Sekulow was joining the Trump team, the Trump legal team. I didn't know about that. So that happened yesterday. We'll revisit this and some of the fake news that's still floating around about what is being planned in the counterattack against an unfair prosecution. Don't go away.
The Laura Ingraham Show.